What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour has arrived. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes are on tap. All right, so let's get into the Heat's plan. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here on the Hockman and Crowder Show, brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Check out funkybuddhabrewery.com. I know their 12-year anniversary party was a huge success. It was a lot of fun last Saturday as well. And everybody knows we love Funky Buddha. All right. So, again, this is – I'm just reading in the Miami Herald from Barry Jackson. And it's titled, "What is Heat's Plan to Get Back to Championship Contention? Some Insight on Their Thinking." All anyone wants is a plan. The angry social media mob of Heat fans who demand action, any transaction at all. The ones who aren't appeased by the two finals appearances this decade want a plan. The significant segment of fans who do appreciate the seven finals appearances this century and how the organization fields a relevant professional product most every year also want a plan. It's reasonable for any fan to expect a clearly conveyed plan after a disappointing start to the offseason in the wake of an embarrassing first-round sweep against Cleveland. It's reasonable, Barry Jackson writes, to expect an explanation when Miami still has 13 of the 15 players that were on the team at the end of a 37-45 season, and after team president Pat Riley said in May that, quote, "I think we do have to make changes. There's no doubt there has to be some change." Though it hasn't been publicly stated, the Heat actually has a plan, and it's probably the most realistic one at this point, even though it will be unsatisfying to some. So here we go. Again, MiamiHerald.com. According to people with direct knowledge, Miami's intention is to, quote, "let our young guys show what they can do and see what this team looks like with Eric Spoelstra having a full training camp, with the Jimmy Butler distraction in the rearview mirror, and with first-round pick Kasperis Jakučionis, or KJ, or Kaz, added to a core." I threw that in there, by the way.
I like Kaz.
Barry Jackson did not, but I did. Added to a core of young players that the organization believes has a high upside. Part two of the plan is to try to quickly pounce if an in-his-prime star or very good player becomes available in the trade market. And then he goes on to point out, it has been widely reported that Giannis Antetokounmpo would be a Heat target if he asks out of Milwaukee. That's very unlikely. Whether the Heat has enough assets to compete with the likes of Houston, the Spurs, the Knicks in a bid for the two-time MVP remains questionable. And then, Barry, I really do recommend that everybody go and read this article, because I think Barry does an excellent job at not only reporting on the situation, but also kind of laying out, you know, what Miami could have to offer, what best case scenario would be in terms of this year with young players kind of taking that next step. We don't have time to read the whole thing, but Crowder, I think Barry, in a much more eloquent way, kind of states what I've been saying, which is the Miami Heat believe, and look, whether you agree with this or not is fine. You can disagree. But the Miami Heat believe that it is in their best interest right now, based on what has been made available to them and based on what is genuinely available out there, to remain flexible, keep Tyler Herro and Bam Adebayo, and try to give their young guys more opportunity to play. And how we know that is because they didn't trade any of their young guys for Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So they made that decision. We'd rather play our young guys. We'd rather keep them. We'd rather remain flexible for the upcoming offseason, where we're going to be a team under the cap, and we're going to have options rather than trade for a 37-year-old and pay him $100+ million over 2 years to be a team that maybe has a chance to compete in the East, maybe. And that is their plan. Because what's frustrated me throughout this entire process, Crowder and Appel, is not that fans want a better team. I agree. You think I want to leave the Kaseya Center and watch the Heat go under 500 at home, lose 10 straight in March, and then literally get blown out in the most humiliating fashion I've ever seen a professional team go out on their home floor in the playoffs? Like, no. But I also don't want the Heat to just make acquisitions and make transactions for the sake of doing it. And I think that is where, you know, it gets conflated. People on social media want the team to be better. Awesome. But they also just want acquisitions. They want news. They want Shams to tweet about the Miami Heat. And while, yes, that's fun. Don't get me wrong. That's fun. It's not always the best case scenario when you're in a tough position like the Miami Heat are. And I think right now, the better option is to do what they're doing. Even though we don't want to see it, even though nobody wants to see them run it back, I'm with you. It's the better option if it means being flexible when the next superstar is available.
But Solana, we've been a lot of advice today, giving Josh, you know, baby advice you know, different advices about life. There's an old saying, what it takes to get them is what it takes to keep them. So the Heat fans are used to us being involved in every talk, being involved in every offseason, being involved in every acquisition. Pat's out there doing his thing. Pat's going to get a sit-down with KD, a sit-down with Giannis, a sit-down with Bron, a sit-down with anybody. And so that's what got Heat fans loving it. Championships and being involved in every single acquisition, wanting to be a part of Shams' Twitter feed because we know that Pat's out there working. Now you can't say, let's stay flexible. It sounds lame. I understand what it is, and you laid it out perfectly. And what was it? That was Barry Jackson.
Yeah.
Barry laid it out perfectly. But that's not how you sold me on the Heat when I got to here in 05.
Yeah.
You sold me on the Heat in 05. 06, you went and got Shaq. Then we had the big three. Then you went and got Jimmy, which I didn't believe in, and we went to two finals. That's what got me to become a Heat fan. Don't say, you can't sell me. I'm talking personally me now, Solana. Don't sell me on 2027 flexibility, because now we're running it back. But on the other side, too, we brought it up earlier. Halliburton, Siakam, Nembhard, Naismith. What's the little itty-bitsy spider? McDowell, the little white boy?
McDonnell.
Are you talking about from Indiana?
McConnell, yeah.
TJ McConnell?
McConnell, the dude that went crazy, Mathurin.
Yeah.
Those guys, like, could we do that? That would be like the upside of, I did not know Naismith's name until the finals. I didn't know who Nembhard was. I still don't know TJ McConnell's name. Obviously, I had to ask you. Is that what we're trying to push towards? Because that's what it would be. Obi Toppin? Obi Toppin is putting in big minutes? Like, is that what we're pushing towards? Because I'm not used to try to build a team like that. I got down here in 05 for 21 years being here, Solana. You got me with it. You can't tell me we're trying to have cap flexibility in 2 years. I can't deal with that. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of Heat fans.
It's definitely a tough sell when – they were involved in Kevin Durant. They were involved in Damian Lillard. And so it's easy to say now when those deals and those offers get turned down that, oh, now we're pivoting and we're going to wait till 26, 27, the following offseason. But I think it was Tobin who made this point. It's that if you believe in these young guys and you think so highly of them that you are going to hang on to them and not trade them away because adding one guy is too much to handle and too much to stomach parting ways with, commit to it and let them play through their mistakes and let them learn on the court, right? Like, that's the biggest frustration, I think, is that if what they say publicly about believing in these guys isn't backed up with the amount they're actually getting time on the court playing.
Yeah, I'm with you. Those guys, Nikola Jovic and Kyle Ware specifically, those two, because Jaime, you're kind of just hoping, hey, sophomore slump, he was dealing with injury, and like, yeah, hopefully. Nikola Jovic and Kyle Ware, don't do that. Those two guys have to play 25 plus minutes per game next season.
Let them play through it.
And they also have to have good seasons too. I'm not saying they have to be all-stars, but they have to have good seasons because you drew your line in the sand. Like, hey, we're not willing to give up these guys unless it means Giannis, right? Like, unless it really means one of the top stars in the NBA. The reason why I thought Barry, does a really good job here is because he outlines, like, hey, there's a plan. Don't get it twisted. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, Pat has no plan. Like, Pat is just whiffing on guys. It's ridiculous to think that everybody in that room, because of two frustrating ass years, don't get me wrong, they should have known Jimmy Butler was going to make a stink. They should have traded him. The fact that the last free agent that they signed is Kyle Lowry or traded for is hard to swallow. They've made mistakes. I'm not saying that this front office should not be criticized. They should. Being a 37-win team is embarrassing. 3 years in the play-in tournament, even though one ends up being a finals run, is embarrassing. Like, that's not the standard here. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be accepted. But for people to sit here on social media the past couple days and be frustrated, fine, but to sit there and say, Pat Riley's washed, Pat Riley doesn't know how the NBA works anymore, I'm just not going to buy into that. I'm sorry. Have they whiffed? Sure. Should they have made different decisions? Sure. Bro, this team, in my lifetime, with that ownership and with that leadership, has been the most successful team in Miami in my lifetime. And now, kudos to Bill Zito and the Panthers. They deserve all the love right now. But because of two bad years, you're going to punt on Pat Riley? No. I'm sorry. I don't understand that. And I won't. And I'm not going to do the thing that everybody's doing on social media because it's the cool thing to do right now, which is call for Pat Riley to step down. I refuse to do that. That, to me, is asinine. 5 years from now, if you're still in the same situation, or 3 years from now, or 2 years from now, you're still in the same situation, then, okay, let's have the conversation. But because of two bad years, after you went to two NBA finals and three Eastern Conference finals in a span of 5 years, which, by the way, followed a stretch where people were all saying the same thing. I remember they paid Deion and James Johnson and Hassan Whiteside. Everybody, including myself, was upset with how they handled the Wade thing. People were calling for Pat to step down back then too. And what ended up happening? What followed it? Three Eastern Conference Finals appearance, and you went to two NBA Finals.
Yeah, to step down. And who's going to? I always say, you know what? Just going back to where the Knicks about to hire Mike Brown. We hate Thibodeau, hate Thibodeau. Okay, fire him. What were they? They were head coachless for a month? Yeah. Who's going to replace Pat?
Just
nobody
ridiculous.
Wants to replace Pat Riley. Just you're going to fail. It's ridiculous.
I refuse. There's going to be a lot of people who are going to be like, oh, you're just caping up for the heat. And I refuse to sit here today of all days. And I'm frustrated as hell. I love Duncan, and they move on from Duncan for Simone Fontecchio. And I'm not necessarily thrilled. I don't love the deal. All I know about Simone Fontecchio is that, right, he's Italian like Appel's doing, and he lit the heat up back in 2023 for 23 points, which is a career high for him, and he's a streaky shooter, and, you know, you fill in that gap. The Heat, as it sits today, I don't love this roster. Nobody should. No. They were a 37-win team last year.
Yeah.
But if you genuinely believe that with a full offseason's work, Andrew Wiggins going to come back and look as bad as he did last year, then, you know, you genuinely, you want this team to fail so that it proves your narrative right. I'm not buying it, man. I don't think they're a championship contender. I'm cool if they're shopping Wiggins, if they're shopping Rozier. I'm cool with that. Go make this team better. I don't want them to run it back. But if they do, I'm not at that point where I'm calling for Riley's head. Like, Heat fans are they're out of their mind. And to the people who are saying nobody's going to show up next season.
That's crazy.
I mean, bro, the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. And people go, you know why? Because the Dolphins, I get it's the NFL, but the Dolphins built something extraordinarily special, Crowder, in the 70s, the 80s, and even in the 90s with Marino. They built something extraordinarily special, and people love that, and they hold on to that, and they cherish it. So they're going to be Dolphins fans. It is what it is, despite 25 years of a franchise that has been run incorrectly. No offense to your 1-15 team.
Hey.
Telling me 20-plus years of the Heat building something extraordinary, something
equity.
That's rare.
They've gained equity in this town. They
and
should've.
Because of three seasons, which one you were in the NBA Finals that have been frustrating, people are going to punt on this organization? I'm sorry. There's a difference between expecting a standard, which I'm with you. There should be a standard that is upheld, which is championship or bust, and saying, hey, they've gone through two bad years. Get the old man out of here. And I'm nowhere near there yet. Absolutely nowhere near.
It's like I think a lot of people need to come back to reality because Pat Riley is going to decide when he's done running the Miami Heat. He is not going to be told, hey, it's time for you to retire. So you're just wasting breath in trying to get him.
We're talking about literally like
one of the best of all time.
His resume speaks for itself, fine. But we're talking about somebody who literally is known for being a psychopath when it comes to just how he handles business. And he hasn't been lately. That's fair. Granted. This guy, you think, Pat Riley, wants to go out on these terms? No, like, you think he's not trading for Durant because he's just bored? Or
he's fishing. Right, it's mahi season. He's just hanging out.
I just don't understand. I don't understand the rationale. I truthfully, in my heart of hearts, I believe fans are more preoccupied with push notifications than they are with the reality and just being rational about a situation.
I'm glad you said push notification. I hope this is the loud minority with the foolishness of saying get rid of Pat now after 2 years, get rid of Pat. I thought about it when you were talking about people saying fire Pat. I'm like, fire Pat Riley? The best executive in NBA history?
Yeah.
Chaz, my 5-year-old, if I yell at him or I won't let him eat a popsicle, he says, which is funny to me, I'm going to go live with Michael Jordan. And that's his thing, is that he knows, you know, Michael Jordan, he has all the shoes. And so Michael Jordan is like the greatest thing in his mind. And he's a better person than me because he's Michael Jordan. And he says, I'm going to go, you're not doing what I want you to do, Daddy. I want to go live with Michael Jordan. It's kind of like these fans are children. We didn't get KD. Well, we need to fire everybody to move on. No, you don't. You need to trust the process. You need to work off the equity you're talking about of 20 years and championships and what is it? The Wade one, the three with Wade, one with Shaq, two with LeBron and them boys, and then the appearances with Jimmy. He is going to figure it out. What's the difference between, you brought it up, the James Johnson, the 41-41 year, and these last 2 years? People were pissed then. We're riding with James Johnson, Deion Waiters, and that's all he could do at that moment. Then he went and figured it out. Why can't you do it again? Stop being goldfish. If you're hungry, you haven't been hungry forever. Like goldfish mind sports fans. Goldfish, if they're hungry, they've been hungry their whole life. If they're full, they've been full their whole life. Don't be a goldfish fan. Really look at the whole totality of it. We're in a great situation with the Miami Heat. Pat Riley and the owner, the GM, the head coach, we have, I would say probably the best. Is it the best tower in the NBA? An owner that's going to spend money, a Hall of Fame general manager, and a Hall of Fame head coach. That's what you want.
Yeah, and you know, what drives me nuts, people are like, oh, Mickey Arison's cheap, he doesn't want to spend money. And I'm sitting here, I'm saying, Bro, they tried to get Damian Lillard. They tried to get Damian Lillard. Joe Cronin, his dumbass, didn't want to deal with the Miami Heat. How's that the Heat's front office? How's that their fault? That's Mickey Harrison's fault. You don't want to, oh, he's cheap. You don't want to pay. Bro, instead, Joe Cronin not only tanked his franchise, he tanked the Heat and he tanked the stupid Bucks.
He tanked everybody.
And now here we are 2 years later. Dame is getting waived by the Bucks, which he never wanted to be there in the first place. And Drew Holiday is making $30 million a year, 27, whatever, to play on a bum-ass Blazers team. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Mm. Anyways. Thanks for letting me rant a little.
It's okay. You get very passionate. I saw it in your eyes.
Nah, I mean,
it
just
saw it in your eyes, man. Because you're good.
I'm pissed off too, man. I want the Heat to be good.
Your bottom lip is dry.
Yeah. It is very dry. That's I don't have dry, any water. Yeah.
You need something because that thing's about to bleed here in a second. Ooh. I got chapstick, but you probably. I know you got mono.
Would we share? Would you share chapstick with me?
No.
Would you share chapstick with me?
No.
Jimmy, would you share chapstick with me?
Absolutely not.
I got you.
You would share with me a pill?
Absolutely. If you need a chapstick, I got you.
You would just rub here on his lips and then back on your lips? Oh, y'all let dogs kiss y'all in the mouth. Never mind. Y'all are nasty mouthed.
Pick up your dog's poop.
No, Jack, I don't play it. I don't dabble in feces.
If you don't know what we're talking about, use the Odyssey app. I don't want to get back into that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. 5 o'clock Funk Buddha happy hour. We're not going to be able to replay Zach Kelb. So what I'll do instead is I will read to you the list from CBS Sports, the five landing spots that make sense for Damian Lillard on the other side, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more Marlins before we get out of here as well. You're listening to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour right here on the Hockman Crowder and Solana show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour rolls on. Welcome back to the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Thanks to Josh Appel for doing the show with us today, filling in for Hawk. Hawk will be back on Monday. Here's the plan, by the way. Crowder and I, and Appel, I think. Right, Appel? We're going to do the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Vegas, Crowder?
Yeah, I might go to Vegas.
Was I not supposed to say that?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know yet. We haven't solidified the plans. I was supposed to go to Vegas tonight, and I might go to, yeah, for Friday or just stay here. Where's the cool fireworks shows in South Florida?
We were talking about that yesterday or maybe with Cuno. I don't think there are any cool fireworks shows. I got to be honest. I'm out on the public firework display because I just think it's the worst thing that you could do. You drive to some park. Yeah. There's a billion people there. Hmm. There's mosquitoes. It'll probably rain because it's South Florida. It rains all the time. And then you look up for 15 minutes and your neck hurts. And like, all right, yeah, pretty cool fireworks, whatever. There's abuelitas everywhere taking Facebook Live videos of it, which, you know, nobody's watching. And then you get back in your car and now you sit in traffic for 30 minutes to get back home.
Well, I say more. You go down to a nice metropolitan area. You hang out, have something to eat, watch a beautiful fireworks show. There's something called bug spray. I don't know if you don't believe in it because we never get mosquitoes. And then, you know, you enjoy a beautiful fireworks show and then you hang out a little bit, you know, maybe eat dinner, late dinner, and then drive on home and have a wonderful day.
You know, I did 4 years of minor league baseball and we did fireworks shows every Friday home game. And after a while, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, every fireworks show is the same. You've seen one, you've seen them all. Yeah. However, a good finale of a fireworks show,
boom,
especially on July 4th, count me in for that. I used to live in an apartment building in Fort Lauderdale, and on July 4th, from our balcony, you could see, if you look out west, you could see all the different places where all the fireworks are coming from, which is kind of cool. So I'm kind of like half and half on the fireworks thing. If I could see them, great. If I don't, not losing any sleep over it.
Yeah. Watching fireworks, then I'm going to Okeechobee for a football camp, benefiting some kids in prison. I don't know. I just support things, and I'm going fishing.
That's good. Yeah. Very commendable of you.
Yeah. I told you I gave up on grown people. You're already grown. Go to hell, but I'll help the kids.
Yeah. That's good. Didn't you also feel threatened when you went to a jail once? Was that your story?
That was up in Moorhaven. That was around the lake. This is Okeechobee. That was in Moorhaven where I went to the prison. Yeah, and they had a softball team.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, went to talking trash, and then I was like, oh, these dudes are in prison. Yeah. And I cooled it on the trash talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then didn't they replace you as well?
I got benched in a celebrity softball game.
Yeah.
Because there was like ant piles. I'm not laying out for a ball. Like, a celebrity softball game. They put me in like left field and they're hitting every ball right at me. I'm like, man, move me. I don't want to be way out there. I'm not stepping on these ant piles to catch this ball. They benched me. And I struck out in underhand softball.
So what?
Yeah, I struck out twice in underhand softball.
How?
Man, they play every day. They're in prison, Josh. They play every day. He has them. He was throwing filth.
There has to be a certain amount of arc on these pitches, so they can't speed it up on you.
Josh, his name was Ronnie. His name was Ronnie, and he was throwing filth. Underhand. The ball was moving around. He couldn't even see it. It was flying around like a mosquito.
But who was it? Jenny Finch? Like, you were playing Team USA? I mean, what do you mean filth? I mean, they they throw the ball up.
It wasn't no watermelons.
Put some English on it.
You rip it, man. You rip
good
it.
Good ones put some English on it.
There, he was putting a little English. It was coming in, dropping. You know, it was getting right up on me. I didn't want to get hit by the ball.
You ever heard of taking a pitch?
Taking a pitch. I'm at a celebrity prison softball game. I'm not letting these dudes hit me with the ball.
Guess what? You struck out twice. Which one's worse?
Yeah, they benched me. And then everybody kind of they went to the coach because the coach was it was all like ex-ball players. And the director went up to the coach and was like, you can't bench Crowder. Like, he came here, drove up here.
One of the celebrities.
Like, hey, it's terrible. And I was like, damn, coach, I'm sitting behind you. Like, we're in the dugout. You can't just yell that about me in my face. I'm gone. They didn't have any beer in there either because they couldn't bring alcohol into prison. I wasn't a fan.
Oh, that's lame.
Man, I want a juice box. 38 years old. I don't want a juice box.
But that kind of takes me back. They have orange slices too?
Oh, they had choke sandwiches. That's peanut butter bread. I'm not eating. That's death. You're going to
die. I love peanut butter and bread.
You're going to die. It's too dry. I didn't need a juice box after that. No.
I prefer that to PB&J.
No, I couldn't wear my watch. They were like, the guys are going to take your watch. I'm like, they're going to take my watch? Yeah. They'll just take your watch off your wrist. I said, yeah, I shouldn't be here.
I can tell Appel's one of these guys that thinks he's good at softball, you know?
I could tell. I know exactly my skill level, and that is I'll either hit you a nice little RBI double or I'm going to pop out to the second baseman. I'm not a guy you want to hit third or fourth. You put me in like the sixth to the eight hole in the lineup, I might provide some punch there.
Not on Ronnie. Not how Ronnie was pitching.
Now, I have tripped over first base before playing intramural softball in college, but that was planned.
Yeah, that checks out. 100% that checks out. No joke, striking out in softball, whether or not the guy put any English on it. I got you, pal. I heard that the seven times you said it.
I didn't say anything.
He was throwing four-seam curves.
No, you can't throw four-seam.
He could, Ronnie. Softball. You know Ronnie? Curve. Do y'all know Ronnie? Y'all don't know Ronnie.
Okay.
Four-seam curves.
That's how it sounded, hitting the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Five destinations that make sense for Damian Lillard after the Milwaukee Bucks waived him. This is written by Sam Quinn, CBSSports.com. Weird face Sam Quinn has, but an excellent writer and NBA commentator.
What is that?
Number one is the Portland Trailblazers, which is just interesting, going back to Portland.
Is Cronin still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't speak for Dame, but that seems weird.
Pretty much he lays it out as in, hey, this wouldn't be a long-term plan, and this isn't a move where Dame is going back there to try to win a title anytime soon. 1 year, go back, do your rehab, your home. It could be like a feel-good moment for everybody to reconcile. And then Portland gets to mend some fences. He's the most beloved player, certainly in the last 25 years. Yeah. And they have the spot open after they cut or waive DeAndre Ayton.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense because he's not playing anyway. So, yeah, just throw him a little money. He's already making, $22 million next year. That makes sense now.
Number two on the list is the Miami Heat. So I'll read you what Sam Quinn wrote. We probably have to acknowledge Miami as a suitor here, just given how badly Lillard wanted to join the Heat in 2023. Miami is reportedly going to be interested this time around as well. We know that he is, based on multiple reports, that the Heat are interested in Damian Lillard. Given Miami's general track record when it comes to health and conditioning, it would be a pretty good place to rehab a major injury. However, we just got done talking about this, a lot has changed since 2023. For starters, Jimmy Butler is no longer with the team. He goes on to talk about Lillard wanted to be there to play with Jimmy and Bam. He wanted to be on a title contender. And then he writes, Tyler Hero and Damian Lillard, especially post-Achilles Lillard, would not be a defensively viable starting backcourt, but it's hard to imagine the Heat trading Hero elsewhere for defense to facilitate such a high-risk addition. So the Heat are in the mix, of course. They almost always are for players of this stature, but it's not the slam dunk it would have been 2 years ago. At this point, Lillard can probably find better fits elsewhere. Then he highlights the Denver Nuggets, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then finally the Minnesota Timberwolves. That, again, is courtesy of CBS. What we do know is that Damian Lillard is, according to reports, looking to sign a multi-year deal. So not necessarily looking to just hitch onto a team for a year and then figure it out. Like, hey, you want me? Well, hey, sign me to a multi-year deal. Show some faith that I could be on your roster for the next couple of years. And according to The Athletic, Warriors, Celtics, Lakers are known to be among the teams interested in Damian Lillard. So I'll ask you both before we get out of here. Should the Heat, they have right now, as we talk right now, Simone Fontecchio traded for Duncan Robinson to Miami. That means the Heat have 15 players on their roster. They can't sign Damian Lillard right now. They would have to trade somebody or waive somebody. The idea is that they're trading Wiggins and Rozier. Somehow, some way, they're going to move them. That would open up a roster spot. Would either of you be interested in Damian Lillard post-Achilles tear in 2025?
You got to be interested in Dame, but it's a bonus. That can be your plan. Like we were talking about earlier where people are asking what Pat's plan is. Pat's plan can't be to bring in Dame and wait for 2027. Yeah, he has to be a bonus player on a plan that's already set. So I would say yes. I can't say no to Dame. Dame time and all. Damian Lillard's a Hall of Famer, great player, but it can't be your plan to have Dame come here to fix us. We need to be fixed and add Dame on.
I'm all for it. It's like in a fantasy draft, whether it's the NFL, whatever fantasy league you're in. There's a pretty big name injured that would normally go in the first few rounds of the draft, but they're there in the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th round. You're like, you know what? I'm going to stash him on my bench. I'm going to stash him on IR until he's ready to come back. If that's something the Heat are willing to do and keep him on the end of the roster, I'm all for it.
Stash him. I like that.
I mean, what's the downside to this? I'm asking genuinely.
Eating up a roster spot?
Eating up a roster spot. And
But is the last guy, is the 15th guy on the roster going to be getting any minutes for you anyways?
This is the UD conversation we had years ago where I'd be like,
he's not around anymore.
UD's wasting up a roster spot. And they'd be like, well, who the hell is playing in the 15th spot anyway? So, no, yes. Dame Lillard is a Miami Heat player. He's not playing for 82-plus games. But he's still a Heat player.
But he'll be ready for that finals run.
He's still a player. Bonus. I would say bonus. If they have him as a bonus guy, not a part of the plan, I love it.
The Heat have their new UD, and it's Kevin Love. He signed. He was working out with LeBron the other day. He's on the roster. He's not playing.
Does his knees work again? His knees don't work anymore. No. His knees stopped working about 2 years ago.
His mind works. His knees, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
They're not exactly.
They signed me. I'll sit down there with Dame. I'll rub Dame's Achilles all game.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. All right. I think that's a good place to end it then. Appel, thank you very much for taking the time today. We'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m.
Can't wait. I'll be in my finest Rays gear.
Yeah. Maybe wear something a little more appropriate. Marlins win today. What time? 6:40 against the Minnesota Twins. Longest winning streak since 2008, which would tie the franchise record. So big game tonight for the Fish.
There we go.
Big game. Jimmy, thank you very much. Crowder, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who tuned in today, thank you. Thank you to Zach Gelb for joining the show as well. We're back at it for the final time this week. Tomorrow, we'll do a best of on Friday. Adios, Miami.
I don't dabble in feces.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.